Hello and welcome back to Stressed to Blessed and happy December. How is the end of 2024 panning out for you? For me, it's been very intense. I'm not gonna lie. And the topic that I want to focus on today is self-esteem. So, I have been really learning a lot about self-esteem recently. And I remember years ago being told by a healer that my problem was I had low self-esteem. And I thought, what does that mean? What do you mean, low self-esteem? And it took me a while to really understand what that meant because, to me, now having learned so much about self-esteem, to me, it's a very complex topic, a complex meaning. So now, what I know self-esteem to be is it's almost choosing yourself. Because if you really value, well, first of all, if you really know who you are, if you've really taken the time to get to know who you are, what you want, what you like, what you don't like, how you want to spend your time, that's number one. Number two is that when you really have gotten to know yourself and know what you want, then you start to like pour into your cup. You start to do those things and you stop doing the things that are harmful or you don't enjoy doing, right? And as you pour into yourself, you just start to value yourself so much more. And when you value yourself so much more, you really value your time because your time is really all you've got. Like, how are you spending your day? What are you doing with your time? You know, are you spending time with people that you love? Are you doing things that you enjoy? Are you pouring into yourself or are you depleting yourself? Are you with people you like or people you don't like? What are you doing with your time? I feel like it gets to a point in your awakening on your journey of consciousness where that's the most important thing. What am I doing with my time? Am I using it wisely? Am I enjoying what I'm doing? You know? And self-esteem ties into that because if you have high self-esteem, then you are not going to stay in situations that don't fulfill you, that don't bring you, that don't add to your life, bring you value, add value. And that's why self-esteem is such a complex subject because it's so deep. It's about having boundaries, but how do you get boundaries? You get boundaries by someone walking all over them, by you repeatedly walking all over your boundaries. Self-esteem is doing the things that you say you're going to do. Like it's trusting yourself, confidence, manifestation is confidence, is trusting yourself. Self-esteem is so tightly linked to manifestation. And if you have low self-esteem, then you are not going to really value yourself. And you're probably going to find that you're in a lot of situations that you don't enjoy because you don't realize that you have a choice. And also, there's so much stigma against going against the grain or like saying no to doing something you don't want to do just because you don't want to do it. And then people can guilt trip you. Oh, go on, just do it. Do it for us. Why not? You'll have fun. Like, why can't you just not do something because you don't want to do it? I think that when we become more conscious, we realize how much choice we have. And you start to question yourself, what am I doing with my time? How do I feel around these people? What food makes me feel good? What makes me feel bad? You know, it's like you take this radical responsibility for your life and all of your choices. And it's like becoming conscious is a lonely road because you have to leave behind a lot of things that are not helping you. So if you're doing things and you find out, like, oh, you know what? I feel really bad after I do that. Or, like, you know, you're working a job, you're not sticking up for yourself, you're not saying how you really feel, you're not speaking your truth, you're resentful towards people, or you hang out with people that you don't want to hang out with. Like, doing any of those things is going to mess up your nervous system because you don't want to do those things. It causes anxiety. And you are self-abandoning yourself because you are doing what you think you should be doing, or you're doing what other people want to do. It's such a mind-blowing, the revelations that you receive upon your journey of your spiritual awakening. I now like totally understand why other people think that people who have had a spiritual awakening are absolutely crazy. Because you can only get it if you get it, and if you don't get it, you don't get it. And it's like speaking a different language. And for such a long time, I think with my self-esteem, for such a long time, I just tried to filter myself. I tried to fit in. I tried to be what I'm a very intuitive, empathic person, so I know what other people want from me. So I would be what I thought the other person wanted from me. And you know what? I would just get sick all the time, chronic illness, mental health problems, brain fog, you know, no energy. Like, that's how the world is living right now. And then I would drink alcohol just to get me through life. And another big part of my spiritual awakening and my self-esteem journey has been giving up alcohol, not 100%, but for over 6 years now, I have changed my relationship with alcohol, and I wouldn't be the person that I am if I hadn't. And my perspective on alcohol now is so different to what it used to be. I used to use alcohol to numb, to escape, to distract myself. And now when I'm going through a really difficult time, the last thing really on my mind is alcohol, because I'm like, that's not going to solve my problems. I wake up the next day and I feel terrible. It's like poison to my body. And people hate to hear that. People hate to hear that. But I'm so detached from it now that it doesn't bother me. Like, but that's just my perspective on it. And like, I just have to stand true for who I am. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't really want to be around alcohol anymore. I, you know, when people drink alcohol, and if you don't drink alcohol, you see people's eyes, they go glazed, and people just, yeah, they just kind of turn off their life force energy, their consciousness a little bit. And I just don't feel drawn to it anymore. And my self-esteem has received such an incredible boost from becoming someone who can socialize without alcohol, because I find it very draining to socialize without alcohol. Because when I found out that I had depression and anxiety, especially social anxiety, that's when I had given up alcohol for a few years, and I didn't know how to socialize without alcohol. Like, I was like, how do I do this? I found it so hard, and I would just drink because I gave in because I found it too hard. And we're creatures of comfort, you know, we and creatures of habit. It was a habit of mine. I started drinking when I was very young. So, yeah, when I stopped drinking alcohol, I found out that I had social anxiety and depression and some other things. And yeah, I had to work through that without it. And that made me a stronger person because I had to really allow a lot of my demons and my trauma to come to the surface to be healed. to let it go, because otherwise we just repeat patterns. If you have a look at your life, you'll notice that you date the same people, you have a very similar situation, probably with your boss. It's like, or with friendships, like just patterns just repeat themselves. That's why people say we don't live in a linear, on a linear timeline. It's like a spiral, and it loops and it's patterns. And it's only when you become aware, you become conscious of the subconscious or the unconscious, right? It's like we're programmed to operate out of our subconscious mind, which is like our traumas from when we were children, and our belief systems. And if you have a low self-esteem in there, then that's how you're going to operate. So it's almost, it's like it's been a journey of liberation to open Pandora's box of all of my traumas, and not all of them, but just to look at it, you know, like, hey, that's one of my biggest fears. Hey, that's one of my biggest limiting beliefs. Hey, this is a pattern that I have noticed in my life. And yeah, shining a torch onto it, looking at it, taking responsibility for it too, because a lot of the times we like to blame other people for our problems, and we like to be a victim. But yeah, having a higher level of self-esteem takes taking responsibility for your actions, your choices. Did you stay somewhere too long? Did you avoid something? Did you pretend like something wasn't happening? Because it's easier. It's easier to blame other people. It's easier to just pretend and not face things because we also don't like change. We don't like change. So we hold on to things. So, yeah, I have been learning a lot about self-esteem, and I have so much respect for people who have high self-esteem and not in a narcissistic way, like empaths who've healed being too empathic for their own good, and now have boundaries and have a higher level of self-esteem where they are okay to say no to things that they don't want to do because their intuition tells them that they don't want to do it. People who live differently, people who live on their own like path, who are walking their own path, people who are speaking their truth, you know what I mean? That's high self-esteem. But also at the same time with self-esteem, which is something that's really important for it to be healthy, is to also be humble to knowing that we don't know what's going on. We are here and we are operating in the game of life right now, and we have no idea what's going to happen. So we have to just trust and follow this inner guidance because that's our path, no one else's. And there's just, you can't deny how many distractions there are around, you know, like so many distractions. And yeah, I just think life is a little bit crazy right now. Astrologically, the heavenly bodies are moving around and the cycle of life is continuing, and we are going through different changes right now. We are heading into bigger advancements with AI. And yeah, life is just pretty crazy. I think that it's ignorant to deny now that life is pretty crazy. Tell me if you agree. Like, send me a DM and tell me if you agree with me on that. Because to me, it just seems crazy. But I don't know if that's just that I'm awakening to how deeply, whatever you want to call it, programmed, conditioned, how we have been, like, how we're just not operating from our full awareness, from our full conscious mind. We are operating, they say statistically, it's like 95% of us operate, or we operate from 95% of our subconscious mind. And it's like with a spiritual awakening, it's like becoming more conscious. And when you become more conscious, it's not just like freaking rainbows and butterflies and fun and games. It's not like that. It's harsh, it's brutal. You see things that you didn't necessarily you don't necessarily want to see. You see a lot of suffering, you see a lot of pain, you see your own suffering and pain, and then you can see the suffering and pain in others. And when you look within and you do manage to heal a lot of your suffering and pain, and then you look at other people and you think, hey, do this or don't do that. Try this. Give that up for a bit. This would help you. But if people aren't ready for that and they don't want to do that, like that's their free will. You know, like ultimately at the end of the day, no one can be made to do anything because the final decision is the free will. You might be completely manipulated by someone. You might be afraid. You might have no idea what you're doing, but you make the ultimate decision on something consciously or just being pretending, you know, ignorant. Oh, I'm, that wasn't, I didn't choose that. Yes, you did. Ultimately, you did. You did choose it. And that's the path of like a very conscious person is realizing that. You have to constantly be thinking, why am I doing this? Is this for me? Am I trying to put someone down? Am I trying to take someone's energy? Are they trying to take my energy? What do I want to do? Do I feel comfortable in this situation? Do I want to continue a connection with this person or not? Do I want to move? Do I want to, am I enjoying my creation process? Like you're on top of that a lot. And you can grow very quickly if you put your mind to it and your heart and soul to it. And you just, that's what you focus on. Everything is a choice at the end of the day. If you live in the Western world, you know, you have internet, you have a job, you are making money. What are you doing with your time, you know? We've got to stop blaming other people. It's, I truly believe now that in life, the purpose of life is to figure out who you are, what you want, what you like, what you don't like, and how to just create from a place of deep purpose fulfillment. It might feel like a mission, like find that thing that you love, and that could be having a family, that could be something academic, it could be creative. Everything, it's creative for everyone. Like, we are the artist of our own lives. And a lot of us are very creatively blocked, which is spiritually blocked because the creator created us to create, which is ultimately what spirituality is. Realizing that you have the power to create your life, but also knowing that. Some things are outside of your control, which sounds so crazy, but it's like how life is. Life is a paradox, right? And every single person, whether you're the narcissist or the empath, everyone has a light and a dark, a shadow and a light. Everyone has our own trauma, big T, little T, but everyone has to take responsibility for healing themselves. We can't blame, oh, sorry. It's just who I am. Oh, sorry, this happened to me when I was younger. Oh, sorry, I've got ADHD. Oh, sorry, I'm depressed. You know, we can't blame it on those things because then we're saying that I don't have control. That thing has control over me, and that's not true. We're allowing it to have control over us. And I can say this because I've had depression and I believe that I have an ADHD style brain. I struggle with a lot of things, but I figured out what I struggle with and how to not struggle with it anymore because I took responsibility for it because I knew that if I didn't, then nothing's going to change. I've also been on medication. So I can talk about these things because I've experienced suicidal thoughts, serious depression, eating disorder, anxiety, depression, ADHD, OCD. I've blamed those things, chronic illness, colitis. Oh, sorry, I can't. I've got colitis. Oh, I can't. Oh, you know, I can't eat that. I can't do that. Oh, it must have been the food. Or it must have been this. It must have been that. Constantly, constantly blaming things when really What my body was trying to communicate with me was that I was not un I, that I was very unhappy in certain things. I was betraying myself in certain things. I was saying yes to things I wanted to say no to. I was saying no to things I wanted to say yes to. I had no idea who I was. I was escaping myself, and I was doing things that hurt me. And when you wake up to that, you have no choice but to intentionally and consciously continue in those cycles, or you have to make a change. So it's kind of like, oh, I'm damned if I do and I'm damned if I don't. But you know what? When you choose the conscious path, and do you choose the conscious path or does the conscious path choose you? I don't know. But when you choose that path, it's the path. In my opinion, it's the path. It's the one where magical things happen and it's more aligned with you, and you get to curate it much more. You get to decide. We, as human beings, we need freedom, we need security, we need safety, we need love, we need connection. And we also have these passions. We have creativity running through our veins. And when we don't listen, when we ignore it, when we make it the bottom of the pile of priorities, we get sick, we get mentally restless, we get drained, fatigued, and we're settling ultimately, and we are not living to our potential. And I am lucky that I experience things in a very extreme way, where I will learn through extreme death and rebirths. Like the rug pulled from underneath my feet. Like, oh my gosh, I didn't see that coming. And then upon reflection, I'm like, oh, okay. Okay, I was like, if anyone knows tarot, the Two of Swords, that was me. And it gets to you. So, yeah, that's a little bit about self-esteem, a little bit about living a conscious life. A little bit of a ramble, a little bit of a yap, whatever they're calling it these days. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And yeah, how are you? How has 2024 been for you? For me, this has been a crazy ride. Numerologically and astrologically, this is a very, very, very transformational time for me. And I'm feeling it. Mentally, emotionally, physically, mind, body, spirit. It's happening. So please send me a DM. Comment below if you're watching this on YouTube. I know there's not a video with this one. That is because, yeah, life has just been rough recently. So I wanted to just come on and share very honestly. And it just didn't feel like a camera one. So this is one you can listen to. If you're watching on YouTube, you can just be doing stuff and listen at the same time and just let the codes sink in. I've got the Akashic Records open, of course, and I've just been very, very deep in isolation recently. I've been learning a lot about consciousness, about self-esteem, about the spiritual path, about healing. And yeah, it's been so incredible. And I am just going to be keep pouring and pouring and pouring more into this outlet, because this is such a creative outlet for me. For me to speak, for me, I channel the Akashic Records, I channel other people's Akashic Records, which is kind of like where I tap into people's highest timelines and I tell them. Share with them very encouraging and potentially, like I would say, esoteric principles and laws of the universe, and how to understand why certain things are happening and how to best navigate challenges in life. And that's just sort of my gift, my skill. It's how I help people, sort of like spiritual coaching, spiritual counseling. And yeah, I use the Akashic Records as my channel And yeah, it's just crazy. It's been 5, 6 years of doing this, and I love it, and I'm just fascinated with everything about life. Why are we here? How to overcome things? What's next? What can we do to make the most of this? Like, that's just my philosophy now. I'm like, how do I make the most out of this? Like, I don't want to waste it. I love life. Even though it comes with, like I said, living a conscious life, it's not easy. It's not for the faint-hearted. It's very, gosh, you've just got to really do a lot of things that most people are too afraid to do. And a lot of people will judge you, and you have to be okay that people are going to judge you. People are going to criticize you. You're going to be misunderstood. That's just your ego that cares about those things. Once you transcend that, it's like, well, if they're not talking about me, then I'm doing something wrong. Otherwise, I'm diluting my message way too much. If people are not thinking, what is she talking about? Then I'm doing something wrong. So yeah, I am sending you so much love. I have so much empathy for everything that you're going through. You've got this. Remember, this is for your ultimate liberation. You can handle this. Feel it. Don't try and fight it. Don't try and run from it. And find other people that are speaking the same language as you, speaking the same frequency as you. Sending you lots of love. Don't forget to connect with me on social media. If you would like some guidance, you can click the link below to book a session. If you would love to join the Self Love Project, which is a beautiful self-study course which offers so much guidance on how to tune into yourself and genuinely love yourself, not just pretend to love yourself, but really love yourself, and how to do the work, then that is on a very special offer right now. So click the link below, and I hope that you have a beautiful end to the year. And yeah, I'm going to be here every Monday and Thursday, so catch you soon.